John datang ke hotel.
John arrives at the hotel.
Anjun mariksa di meja harap.
He checks in at the front desk.
Resepsionis seriu hangat.
The receptionist smiles warmly.
Anjun mikun kunci ke Anjuna.
She gives him a key.
John hatur nuju kunci.
John thanks her for the key.
Sanggeus, manha angkat ke kamarna.
Then, he goes to his room.
Kamarna sasareng bersih.
The room is nice and clean.
Anjun nempatkan tas Anjun.
He puts down his bag.
Salajengna, John angkat ke kolam.
Next, John goes to the pool.
Kolam renangna lamun ageng pisan.
The pool is very big.
Manha ngojai dina kolam.
He swims in the pool.
Sanggeus ngojai, maneh ngarasa senang.
After swimming, he feels happy.
John resep kana liburanana.
John enjoys his vacation.
Rosa Syabitoan nyata au sepuh.
Rosa Syabitova is an elderly woman.
Manha cicing nyalira di apartemen letik.
She lives alone in a small apartment.
Rosa nampa pensiun unggal bulan.
Rosa receives a pension every month.
Tapi, tate cekap artos.
However, it is not enough money.
Wahna kudu mayar kanggo katuangan jeng tagihan.
She must pay for food and bills.
Saban bulan, maneh ngarasa ngenan artosna.
Every month, she worries about her money.
Rosa resep pikeun nyimpen saeutik pisan.
Rosa likes to save very little.
Manha bogoh kana kebon dina waktu luangna.
She loves to garden in her free time.
Kebonna letik tapi warna-warni.
Her garden is small but colorful.
Rosa ngembangkeun kembang jeung sayuran.
Rosa grows flowers and vegetables.
Manha ngabagi aranjeuna sareng babaturan.
She shares them with her friends.
Dina marengan Anjeuna kadang-kadang.
They help her sometimes when they can.
Rosa bungah sareng kahirupan na anu basajan.
Rosa is happy with her simple life.
Dinten ieu ahas, sareng abdi bagja pikeun wawancara atlet kawentar.
Today is Sunday, and I am excited to interview a famous athlete.
Ngaranna Lisa, jeung manehna geus meunang loba kejuaraan.
Her name is Lisa, and she has won many championships.
Kuring ngarepkeun diajar ngeunaan perjalananna.
I am looking forward to learning about her journey.
Manha mimiti main olahraga pas manha umurna 5 taun.
She started playing sports when she was just 5 years old.
Lisa manan di tim sakola na dilatih keras.
Lisa played on her school team and trained hard.
Maneh-maneh sok sanajan jadi atlet profesional.
She always dreamed of becoming a professional athlete.
Ieu impian ngadorong Anjeuna pikeun ngalatih unggal dinten sareng ningkatkeun kaahlianana.
This dream pushed her to train every day and improve her skills.
Anjeuna ngiring gawitan di loba kompetisi sarta menang sabaraha medali.
She participated in many competitions and won several medals.
Ayeuna manehna keur nyiapkeun pikeun turnamen amal bulan payun.
Now, she is preparing for a charity tournament next month.
Turnamen ieu tujuan pikeun mantuan barudak anu peryogi sareng ngamajukeun olahraga.
This tournament aims to help children in need and promote sports.
Kuring yakin Lisa bakal ngainspirasi seueur atlet muda.
I believe that Lisa will inspire many young athletes.
Ieu mangrupikeun kasempetan anu sapikeun amal sareng olahraga.
This is a great opportunity for charity and sports.
Stadion teh nyaring sat mesen ans ngumpul pikeun pertandingan.
The stadium was buzzing with excitement as fans gathered for the match.
Jure parantos siap nyang hareupan tim Pumas anu garang.
Juarez was ready to face off against the fierce Pumas team.
Pumas gaduh musim anu sasareng yakin kana kamampuhna.
Pumas had a great season and were confident in their skills.
Direktur nampilkeun sababaraha kajadian kalebet striker anyar.
The lineup had some surprises, including a new striker.
Panggemar kudu asa pikeun ningali kumaha kaulinan bakal kabuka.
Fans were eager to see how the game would unfold.
Pelatih jure percaya lamun tim nagaduh kaunggulan.
Juarez's coach believed his team had the upper hand.
Nalika pagelaran ngamimitian, suasana jadi listrik.
As the match began, the atmosphere was electric.
Kaduan tim mastikeun sawed agresi ti mimiti.
Both teams showed aggression from the start.
Panjelasan hayang ngarepkeun gol.
The fans cheered loudly, hoping for a goal.
Di tengah bagian kahiji, jureng nyetak gol anu kahiji.
Midway through the first half, Juarez scored the first goal.
Rame mawa didurung cerat jeung pujian.
The crowd erupted in cheers and applause.
Pumas ngumpul gancang jeung nanggapan jeung kaulinanda.
Pumas regrouped quickly and retaliated with a brilliant play.
Pamainna nerus kamang bawa langkah asupna.
The game continued with end-to-end action.
Dua tim perjuangan keras dugi kasih embel-embel ngemban.
Both teams fought hard until the final whistle blew.
Dina akhir, jure menang sarta ngamanatkeun 3 poin.
In the end, Juarez triumphed and secured the 3 points.
Tamang rupikeun pertandingan anu moal hilap salami waktos anu lami.
It was a match that would be remembered for a long time.
Los Angeles Lakers nyanghareup tantangan anu teu acan aya dina pertandingan anyar marana ngalawan Boston Celtics.
The Los Angeles Lakers faced an unprecedented challenge in their recent match against the Boston Celtics.
Ieu kaulinan kacida pentingna pikeun aspirasi playo maranana, khususna jeung paman bintangnya anu tatu.
This game was critical for their playoff aspirations, particularly with their star player injured.
Jason Hayes, tambihan anyar anu relati kana tim, dipandang salaku aktor penting dina pertandingan ieu.
Jackson Hayes, a relatively new addition to the team, was viewed as a pivotal factor in this match.
Kamampuhunana pikeun maca kaulinan sareng nyiptakeun kaputusan gancang memisahkeun anjeunna ti batur.
His ability to read the game and make quick decisions set him apart from others.
Salami dina kaulinan, kahlian deninana ta luar biasa, nyegah sabaraha kasempetan pikeun lawan.
During the game, his defensive skills were equally impressive, thwarting several opportunities for the opposition.
Nalika jam aya, Hayes nembongkeun kalemahan anu luar biasa dihandapeun tekanan.
As the clock wound down, Hayes exhibited remarkable poise under pressure.
Kinerja nahan tengan saukur ngaruh karencangan natapi og mastikeun kamenangan penting pikeun Lakers.
His performance not only impressed his teammates but also secured a crucial victory for the Lakers.
Dina para analis muji nyarita nyana jadi pahlawan anu teu dipikawanoh dina pertandingan.
In the aftermath, analysts hailed him as the unsung hero of the match.
Akhirna, Jason Hayes geus ngabuktikeun yen anjeunna nyata aset anu berharga pikeun Los Angeles Lakers.
Ultimately, Jackson Hayes proved that he is a valuable asset to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Pamanggihan anyar dina neros cence parantos masihan cahaya kana cara misterius otak manusa.
Recent breakthroughs in neuroscience have shed light on the enigmatic workings of the human brain.
Teknik gambar inoati ayeuna nembongkeun hubungan sararumit anu sacara samemehna teu katingali kulmu.
Innovative imaging techniques now reveal intricate neural connections previously invisible to science.
Mangkolan ieu ngagaduhan implikasi anu penting pikeun pamahaman ngeunaan gangguan kogniti.
These advancements have significant implications for understanding cognitive disorders.
Panilitian anyar parantos ngidentifikasi biomarker kunci anu nandakeun panyawat neurodegeneratif.
Recent studies have identified key biomarkers indicative of neurodegenerative diseases.
Dampakna ngaleuwihan patologi, mangaruhan widang dis jeung psikologis.
The implications extend beyond pathology, affecting both the medical and psychological fields.
Nalika urang melakukana jero ka subjek ieu anu intrik, pertimbangan etika kaluar sacara analitikal sareng darurat.
As we delve deeper into this intricate subject, ethical considerations emerge analytically and urgently.
Gaya anu gancang ti sasuyan merlukeun kerangka etika anu ketat pikeun nuntun praktik panalungtikan.
The rapid pace of discovery demands rigorous ethical frameworks to guide research practices.
Kolaborasi antara ilmuwan syara sareng klinisi ngembangkeun lingkungan inovasi.
The collaboration between neuroscientists and clinicians cultivates an environment of innovation.
Kumaha cara interdisipliner nyokong pamahaman komprehensi ngeunaan ungsi otak.
Such interdisciplinary approaches foster a comprehensive understanding of brain functionality.
Akhirna, penemuan ieu tiasa ngarah ka perawatan revolusioner pikeun masalah kasatan mental.
Ultimately, these discoveries may lead to revolutionary treatments for mental health issues.
Jaman ilmuna neros cincet lain saukur ngeunaan ngarti otak, tapi og ngahontal kasatan manusia anu leuwih hade.
This era of neuroscience is not merely about understanding the brain but enhancing human well-being.